We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top. The first words on the lines, Me'al Pnei Adama. We're starting from Shalak Gripa Sar Tzava Esher Emil. We are continuing with these questions that these Goyim, Avodah Zarah, asked the Zkenim, and they had questions about Avodah Zarah, why Hashem will destroy Avodah Zarah, and other questions about that. We'll continue with the same idea till the next Mishnah. Zokta Gemara, Shal Agrippa Sar Tzava, Rashi says that this Agrippa Sar Tzava was a goy, who was the head, was a general in the days of Agrippa HaMelech. So Shal Agrippa Sar Tzava, Shagmila Ksivita Raschem, Keshem Elkecha Eish Oichlo, who Kael Kano, he is a jealous God. This passed through my people of Avodah Zarah. Hashem says, I am jealous and I will repay Oinchim to these people of Avodah Zarah. And he asked them, Klumis Kane El Chacham Bechacham, V'gibar, v'asher, v'asher. There's no. What doesn't pass kina when there's avodah zarah, which is nothing. What's pshat? He's jealous from some. Kaviyachal, Kadosh Baruch Hu is jealous from something that's a nothing. It must be there's something to avodah zarah. So I'm a lawyer. I'm going to answer no. Emshchal amashal amar adayma. Emshnasa ishal ishtam. If someone marries a different wife on his existing wife. So chashuva mena, if the second wife is chashuv, more chashuv, ve'im miskanaba, he's not so jealous. She's not so jealous. P'chusa mena miskanaba. If this new wife is lesser than the first wife, and he went and married her lesser wife, then she's very angry at her husband, and she comes to sinner from that. The same thing here also. You go ahead, someone goes ahead and leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and takes a lower wife, Kaviyachal, takes a lower Avodah Zarah, mamish, some lowly thing, then that arouses much, much bigger jealousy. Arouses much bigger jealousy because you're taking mamish of nothing. You're leaving the pinnacle of the world, the Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, and you're going to Avodah Zarah, heck, this is the thing. That alone, that arouses much more jealousy. Omle Zunim Rabbi Kiva. Zunim, Rashi says, Zunim was Yisrael Haya. And Mashal says the Diak was from the next word, Libi Velibach. Me and you both know, we all know, that Avodah Zarah is nothing. But Kachazina Gavri, the Ozli Kimisabri, and we see people who go into the Avodah Zarah and they're limping, but also, and they walk out Kimitzmadi, they're all better. They bamish get healed from Avodah Zarah. How could it be such a thing? My timer. We all know it's nothing. How the Kosh Baruch Hu allows this thing?
There
was someone who was a very trustworthy person in the city, and everyone trusted him. Everyone used to give him things for safekeeping without even aiding him. He's very trustworthy. He didn't even aid him. One guy came, did not know that this guy, did not trust this person. And he always was mafkadafka with aidim. One time, this fellow, who did not trust this guy, gave it to him without aidim. So his wife tells him, let's this time deny the whole thing, because this guy was brought with aidim. Now I'll say I never got it. He'll get away with it. We'll get rid of it. Because this shaita does shloika hagen, it seems like the shloika hagen was because he doesn't trust me, and he always gives it aidim, and now he didn't give it aidim. So I'm gonna go kill my whole nemanis over here because of that. He said, "Mechishes shaita zeh oishloika hagen, onu naber esminu seinu, and it killed my whole reputation, my whole nemanis." So of course not. So here also, Avkach Yisurin b'shoshem shagin ois la'adam. When Yisurin come to a person, Mashbiin ois shalit helcho b'yem planning. Because Baruch Hu makes to make a shvuah, makes the sar, the malach that's in charge of Yisurin, it makes to make a shvuah. Shalit helcho el b'yem planning. Vlo seitzu el b'yem planning. It'll only go to the person on this day and will leave on this specific day. Over shal plainness, in that hour. By day plainly, when with that person, by day sound plainly, and that medicine. Keeps you giving a lot of it comes time for them to get better. This guy walked into Avodah Zarah. Halach zel beis vayis chavim. Omru yusurim, dinush leinetze. The din is, really, we should stay here. We don't want to make Avodah Zarah look good. But v'chayis v'ayim, v'chayipesh shayta zel oisa shleik ha'ikim. Because the shayta does shleik ha'ikim, walks into Avodah Zarah. Omru nevach v'yuseinu, we're not going to listen to our shua. The chalom that can be bad chalom and v'nemanim, they can be trustworthy. Ra'am v'shichusam v'nemanim v'shuasam. V'nemanim in the shvuah. They're very nemanim in the shvuah. So the marshal was like this. The marshal was where a person is a Neman. He always does not deny anything. Now, because one guy doesn't trust him and gives what Adam, now I'm going to all of a sudden try to play a shtick on him, I'm not going to kill my reputation for that. The same thing, the Yisurim have a reputation, they have a Shvua, they have an Emanus, they have a trustworthiness, that they always come at a certain time and leave at a certain time exactly then. Now, because you walked into Avodah Zarah, I'm going to change it. I'm not going to change it. But, you know, too bad. I let the guy make a mistake, think Avodah Zarah was worth something. Amalei Rava, because that's clear that not every time a guy walks in limping, walks out healed. Sometimes it happens. And that time, really, he was supposed to be healed anyway. That's the bottom line. So to Gemara, Amalei Rava, Barav Yitzchak, L'Rav Yehuda, Ha'ika Beis Avodah Chavim, Ba'asrin, Dichimetzdarech Alma Mitra, Mischazlu B'chelma. There's a Vezar in our town that when the world needs rain, so Mischazlu B'chelma, This Avezara comes to him in a dream, and he says to the person, Shachtli Gavra, slaughter a person for me, for this Avezara, Vaisi Mitra, and it rains. Vaisi Mitra, and it rains. And Shachtli Gavra, Vaisi Mitra. And they do that, and it rains. So you see that Avezara is mamish. So what's going on here? Amalei, Hashta, Yevashkivna, so Rabbi Yehuda said, if I would have died, Loi Amaluha Mils, you wouldn't have heard this thing from me, Damarav. My Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Asherholak, it says the whole pasuk, I read the whole pasuk. It says, but ten tisa inecha hashemayma. You might look up to the sky, v'reisa, it's a pasuk in Parshas Vaschanam, v'reisa is hashemesh, v'sereach, v'sekechovim, kol tzva hashemayim, v'nidachta v'shtav islam, and you'll get lost and bow down to it. V'vartem, Asherholak hashem alekecha, oisa m'chol ha'am v'tachas kol hashemayim. So what does it mean, Asherholak hashem alekecha? So he tied to means like this: Malamed shechlikom medvarim kli atardim la'olam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes a slippery thing. He makes a slippery slope. He put the suns and stars in the world in order that it could be a stumbling block for someone. It could happen. It could happen. These things to make a mistake. Kli atardim la'olam. Behindu dar mashlokus ma'idach sivim meleitzim u'yalitz. Vilanov mitechein. It means like this: if a guy wants to be a late, Hashem will let you be a late. But another mitein chayin, someone wants to do averus, Hashem will allow it. If that's what he wants to go, Hashem will allow it. Balatar mesayinai say, if he wants to do better, not only will Hashem allow it, he'll even help you. Mesayinai say. But what the Ge'ar sugya is that Hashem makes sometimes a test, and he says it'll come in a dream, and maybe the rain will come to give the test the person to see how strong he is in his avodas Hashem and his closest to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And this way he tests him. Hashem sometimes makes a test for someone, but you should know that don't go there. That's what the Pasuk says. But don't look at the sun, don't look at the stars. That's not really avodas Zarah. But Hashem did give opportunity for those. He opens it up for them. Hashem will have help those who want to be a Erlich Yid.